on BBC Radio Sheffield. Stuart, good evening.
Evening.
That was tough to endure that first half today, wasn't it?
Well, the disappointing thing is the manner and the goals that were given away again. It wasn't good play by Bolton at all. But it was the reaction. It wasn't the reaction that I wanted from the players. Because I just said to the players at half-time, we got a goal back by Joe Matic. I think Joe was involved in probably two of their Bolton goals. But as we proved against Blackburn, being 3-1 down, we had 45 minutes kicking towards our home fans. It's keep believing, but you can't legislate for the inconsistency of us, performance-wise, keep giving the ball away and putting pressure on ourselves.
Consistent, though, in terms of the goals you're conceding at the moment, it's frustrating to see the same thing happen, isn't it? It must be for you, of course, more than anybody.
Well, I tongue-in-cheek, I said the other day in the press conference that we need four goals to win a game of football, and that's proven again today. I wouldn't mind if teams are opening up and lashing them in, or 25. We have to score good goals, but at this moment in time, we haven't been gifted any goals. But if we sit down, we watch the DVD, we go through it, and it's individual errors again that we've got punished for. But we win together, we lose together. I just disappointed probably that it was that they looked like they wanted it more on us today, Bolton, because they got the good start. We gifted them the goal. Suddenly gone 3-0, you could see the confidence in them. They're knocking the ball. They're a good side. And I keep saying to the players is that it doesn't matter if it's 3-1, 4-1 or 5-1, whatever, you've got to keep going to the final whistle.
I suppose defensive mistakes is quite a general sort of category to put things into. Is it the same thing you're seeing, sort of silly individual mistakes, or is it as a team, as a unit, is it a certain part of the defence, or is it all of the above?
Well, I don't know if psychologically whether we got mathematically safe, that's affecting some of the players, but I'm onto them and driving it into the players. Look, we had so many points to play for, and you want to finish on a high in front of your own fans. But if I think back now, when we look back and think, well, first 18 games, very poor start, very poor season for us. Then we've picked up, we've had a decent run, but now we're just in that little poor run again.
It's a shame that the sort of last home game of the season can't end with a win, and there hasn't been a win here for the last few home games either. It's a shame the Wednesday fans go into the summer without that positivity from a home game, I suppose, because you had a big crowd here again this afternoon.
Well, not just the fans, me and myself.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I want the players to give me a lift, and I look at the three goals that we've conceded today. Are they preventable? Yes, they are.
Even the third, even though it looks a great strike from Trotter when he puts the ball in the back of the net, but he has so much space,
doesn't
he?
Basic stuff from a throw-in, which I keep saying to the players, people undervalue throw-ins, but so many goals have come from a throw-in. I think he's run off the back of one of my players. And he decided to hit it, and fantastic strike by the boy, but it's preventable. It's preventable, whether it's concentration. And I keep saying to the players as well, you must come off the pitch both physically shattered, but mentally shattered, and that's probably two or three reasons why we've been conceding goals at the moment. We're not concentrating enough.
Is that hard, when you said earlier that you felt Bolton wanted it more, is that hard for you to admit? Because you never want your players, of course, to not give their all.
No, I don't mean at the start. I mean, right. Once Bolton went 2-0 up and 3-0, we sailed the tails off and suddenly the confidence came. That's when I want a reaction from my players. What we didn't do, what we set out to do, was my front six to go and close down their back four and the midfield players. We stood off them. I could still play if somebody stood off me 2 yards away. You've got to be in the faces. You've got to keep the heads down. Suddenly they could pick up their head. They could get the head up and pick out any pass they wanted to. Suddenly now it becomes a difficult decision for your centre-halves. Do I stay with the runner? Do I hold a high line? The time in the run. So that was where we let ourselves down. You defend from the front, and our defending from the front today was not good enough.
It would be an easy criticism to sort of say your players were on the beach today, you know, two games to go, things are done and dusted as far as where the season can go, obviously. Is that a fair criticism today?
Well, everybody can point that one, yeah, because the way the performance, if you can't win the game, you've got to give a decent performance. And like I just said to the players there, is that you have to tick a majority of the boxes. Enthusiasm, desire, closing down, willingness to help your teammate. We didn't have enough ticks in the boxes today.
But you had enough players out there playing for something to prove today. Obviously, Reece McKay came back. You had a number of players actually contracted to this club or not so in the summer who probably need to put in good performances at the moment.
Well, it probably showed that the squad's not good enough in depth. That's what we what's probably last highlighted last few games. We've had to put players in that we've missed quite a majority of the boys out of the treatment room. We've played a big part. We just needed that little bit more competition towards the end of the season. Again, I'm not going to make an excuse or anything like that. I put that team out there, but that team doesn't represent me.
Jack Stobbs came in for a start. For
an appearance rather. How do you feel he did? Because he must have relished that opportunity.
I think he relished it, but I would like to have put him on, maybe us being 3-1 up, and just again, just to give him that bit of confidence. No, he's one for the future. He's had a little taste. Hopefully he'll won't enjoy this feeling that I've got, and I've probably got the feeling as well of getting beaten. But he is, like I say, we don't want to put too much pressure on him. We want to use him to our benefit. I just felt at half time I was going to get him on, and I just thought he'd give the crowd a lift. He's an honest boy, hard working boy, and like I say, in 1v1 situations he wants to take the fullback on. He's got a strong boy, a left back, so that's the difference between playing under 18 football, under 21 football. He's actually playing against men now.
And Chris, okay, so he would